Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My soul and all that is within me. Glory to God. Bless his holy name tonight. Bless his holy, holy name on tonight.
The recording has started.
God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you on tonight. We are grateful, to be here on tonight in this Sabbath. Amen. As we have entered into this Sabbath. Amen, this time of rest, this time of reflection, amen, when we can look back over our week and then see the goodness of God, see the hand of God and all that he's done, glory to God, and just give him thanks, savor it, and just give him thanks and give him praise, amen, a sweet praise unto him, glory to God, for his goodness and for his grace extended unto us all week long, amen. All week long, people of God, and I tell you, when you stop and look back over the week, you can see the hand of God. You can see, amen, where the Lord, amen, has intervened. You can see, glory to God, listen, people of God, you can see how he woke you up every morning, glory to God, and as they say, amen, the blood running warm in your veins, glory to God, amen, we know that there are so many that did not wake up, but we're grateful. We woke up, amen, the Lord woke us up every day, amen, and for this we just thank the Lord, we bless him, we give him glory, we give him praise, amen, for all that he has done. And we want to say tonight, welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight, people of God, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We're so grateful that you, amen, decided to come and just sit with us on tonight and sit as we sit in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're just grateful tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. The Lord has done us well. He's brought us back here together one more time. And for this, we bless him. For this, we thank him. Amen. We want to welcome each and every one on tonight. We would like to welcome all of our listeners that are listening internationally. As we're broadcasting in over 59 countries now, amen, and we don't want to just start calling names, amen, because I'm telling you, somebody is going to be left out, amen, but we thank God for whatever country you're listening from. We're grateful to the Lord that you have taken the time out, to come and be with us. Amen. We just count it such a blessing to us. Amen. We pray that you come to be blessed. Amen. To be blessed in word. Amen. Jesus, to be blessed in fellowship. Amen. Glory to God. To be blessed, blessed, blessed. Just being in the presence of the Lord is in and of itself. Amen. Because in his presence, amen, there's fullness of joy. Glory to God and pleasures. Amen, forevermore, just to sit in his presence. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for each of you on tonight. Amen. Those that are listening here in the continental U.S., those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea, amen, wherever you're listening from, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to be with us. Amen. We are grateful for you. Amen. While you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in on tonight. Glory to God. Just invite someone else to come in. Just pick a few people, amen, and invite them. Send them a text message and say, join me on the PNN tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to join me on the PNN tonight. You don't even have to look the number up. We're going to go ahead and give you the number. Amen. I know you got it on speed dial. Amen, Jesus. But for purposes of sending it out via text message, the number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. God bless you. God bless you again, each of you. Amen. Again, we're so grateful that you have decided to join us on tonight. Glory to God. We just count it such a blessing. Amen. We count it such a blessing. Amen. That you're joining us on tonight. Amen. So invite them to come in. Invite them to come in, people of God. Tell them to come on in. Come on in. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is truly going on. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Again, thank God for each of you. We want to thank God for our leaders tonight, all of our leaders, those that are, amen, coming to the line, those that are, amen, your prayers are with us. We thank the Lord for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for, amen, Jesus, just your word of encouragement to go on and move forward in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. Amen. We truly, truly, truly thank you for that on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for, amen, my leaders. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. And to my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., amen. I just want to give God thanks, give God praise. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight, amen, for all of our advisory board, our PNN advisors, thanking God for each and every one of them. Thanking God tonight for our prayer warriors, amen, those, amen, these people, these men and women of God, the Lord has sent to this work, amen, and they are helping to advance this vision, amen. They are helping to advance this vision, amen, for kingdom's sake, amen. For kingdom's sake, people of God, we're reaching a people, amen, that perhaps has not been reached, amen. We're reaching a people, amen, glory to God, that perhaps don't yet know Jesus, amen. And here we are trying to introduce them to this Jesus, amen, this Lord, glory to God, this Savior, amen, this Redeemer, amen, Jesus, glory to God. He's the lover of our soul. Amen. We're trying to introduce the people, amen, to a man, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, who came and gave his life. Glory to God, gave his life. He died and he rose again. Amen. And the records account, the records show, amen, that he rose again. Amen. So we are indeed grateful tonight. Amen. That he rose, he ascended, glory to God, and listen, people of God, he ascended, but he sent us back, hey, my God, he sent us, amen, before he left, glory to God, he said that he would send the comforter, amen, and just like he said, he sent his comforter, amen, Jesus, he came back, Amen. Glory to God. Like, glory to God. Amen. Just fire. Amen. On the day of Pentecost. And he said on all of them, glory to God, that were assembled there in the upper room. And guess what, people of God? He's still falling. Amen. The fire. Amen. He's still falling. The flames are yet falling. Glory to God. In the earth. And for this, we're just so grateful. Amen. Grateful to the Lord. Grateful. Grateful to the Lord for all that he has done. Amen. For us. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise. Amen. People of God, if you would, go ahead again and send out a text message to someone. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Invite them to come on in to be with us on tonight. Amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we're grateful to be rebroadcasting. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so grateful. Amen. For how the Lord has set this up right. Amen. He set it up. Glory to God. According to his divine order. He set it up according to his divine order. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. And people of God, we're just grateful to be a part of it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, as stated, we are rebroadcasting. Amen. To those that are listening on Facebook, God bless you. To those that are listening, glory to God, via our REARP Prayer Group 52, our REARP Prayer Group 52 Facebook page, God bless you tonight. Those that are listening, amen, via radio, God bless you tonight. And those that are listening via podcast, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to, amen, get your hearts ready. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus, we realize, amen, even so, amen, Jesus, Mother's Day weekend, amen. So we want to certainly give time, give space. Amen. For all of the mothers, amen. We want to say happy Mother's Day in advance. Amen. Glory be to God. Why don't we just go ahead and take Mother's Day month? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many mothers? I believe I hear some mothers out there saying amen. Amen. Just Mother's Day month. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, we are mothers 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year and 66 days on leap year. Amen, Jesus. So I think we deserve a month. I think we deserve Mother's Day month. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to say again, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. For your labor of love. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Just such a special place in the heart of God for mothers. Amen. Glory be to God. Special place in our hearts for our mothers. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, today, amen, Jesus, as we prepare, amen, Jesus, we're going to, amen, call our broadcast. Amen. Now, amen, Jesus, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Bonds. Amen, Jesus. And she's going to take us on through on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Get your pen and your paper, people of God. Get your pen and your paper. We're not going to be before you long. Get your pen and your paper tonight, amen, to jot your notes down. Glory to God. Jot those notes down, amen. Glory be to God. Jot them down. Jot them down, amen, Jesus. Those nuggets, jot them down, amen, and be blessed on tonight. God bless you.
God, amen. If you have the whole hand, amen. Glory to God. Stop what you're doing. Praise God, amen. Wherever you are, glory to God, amen. Let's seek the face of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pull on him tonight, amen. Somebody said, let's pull on Daddy tonight. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for one more day, Lord, that you have allowed us all to see. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. My soul rejoices tonight. Hallelujah for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. Lord, my soul rejoices, hallelujah, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you have done for us, Lord, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you today, God, this day, hallelujah, that you have made, oh God. You took us over the highways and the byways, God, and you kept us from Lord. Lord, we come, God, hallelujah, tonight, ask you, Lord, for forgiveness of our sins, oh God, to have mercy upon us. Create in us, oh Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God, this day, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you tonight, hallelujah, Lord, to have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place, Lord, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Make us, oh God, tonight a sanctuary, God. Lord, that you dwell in us the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, prepare us, oh God, to be a sanctuary tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Glory to God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that heals us, that delivers us, that sets us free. Glory to God, that cleanses us from all filthiness of the flesh. Lord, we ask you tonight, hallelujah, let your Holy Ghost reign in this place, and upon this prayer line tonight. Lord, that you have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, glory to God, to bow. God bless the speaker tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh God, hallelujah, have your way. Hallelujah, anyway, Lord, you bless us. We'll be satisfied, Lord. Lord, we ask you tonight. Remember the sick and the shut in everywhere. Glory to God from city to city, from state to state. Hallelujah, all over the world. In the name of Jesus. For Lord, if it ain't one thing, it's another. For Lord, you said in your word that no weapon that's formed, oh God, against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, Lord, and we're standing on your word tonight. In the name of Jesus. For Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, for weeping may endure for a night. For joy comes in the morning, Lord. Somebody been struggling. Somebody been pushing. Somebody been praying, Lord. Somebody been crying. Oh, my. All night long. But Lord, we ask you tonight. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Give peace to a troubled mind. Oh, God. Headaches, God. In the name of Jesus. Take it away, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you tonight. Have your way. Pour out your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. That set the captives free. In Jesus' name. Lord, remember our nation. All over the world tonight, God. Lord, you see what we're going through. Hallelujah. You said hide. And you look low. There is nothing hid from you, God, that you don't see. There is nothing, oh God, heard. Oh God, that you cannot hear. Lord, we ask you tonight. Lord, you are not numb. Oh God, to all this that is going on. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you tonight. For your grace, God, and your mercy. Hallelujah, remember our healthcare workers. Remember our doctors tonight, our specialists. Glory to God. All that help makes up. The health care of, oh God, faculty. In the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, whether it's a clinic, whether it's a walk-in, high ever, Lord, we need you tonight as never before, Lord. Hallelujah, you are the answer that we need tonight. Glory to God. And Lord, we come tonight. You said boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Ask you, Lord. Hallelujah. To do it again. Heal. Deliver. Set free, God. Save. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Because your word says, if my people, glory to God, if my people, oh God, which is called by my name, glory to God, will humble themselves and pray, God, you gave us the remedy, you gave us the answer, Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, that we follow through with the plan, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. hallelujah, that we hear your word and obey your word. Hallelujah to God. That we fall down and worship you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Untie hands. Unloose mouth. Glory to God. Set the captives free. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, remember the hopes. Remember the visionary of God. The Prayer News Network tonight. Lord, we lift the high before to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to sink them down in your anointing. Oh, God, Lord, whatever the need is tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you tonight, God. Meet her desire in the name of Jesus. Give her strength physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually tonight. Oh, God, and she stand. Well, she done all she can do. Lord, and she stand, oh, God, and see the salvation of God. Lord, we ask you tonight, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah, more of you. Oh, God, and less of ourselves. Remember every listener on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus. Remember every advisor, God. Glory to God, Lord. Remember, praise God, every mother, God. Every father, every son, every daughter, God. Every leader tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to remember those that's incarcerated tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, touch them. Oh, God, with your finger of love. But Lord, oh, God, it's you, God, that we need tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, where there is a desert, no, God, turn it into, God, an oasis tonight. Glory to God, where they feel like they're stuck and can't move. Lord, we ask you tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, to give strength. Pull them out, God, in the name of Jesus. For glory to God, weeping, oh, God. Weep, oh, God, may do for a while, God. But God, let you pour out your joy, God. Pour out the anointing tonight. And Lord, let you remember our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, continue, Lord, to keep them under your blood. Go with them, God. Protect them from all great harm or danger tonight. Remember our military men, women tonight. Glory to God, as they go back, praise God, to Afghanistan. Lord, shield and protect them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we continue to look to you tonight. For which cometh thy help? All of our help come from you tonight. Lord, because you made the heaven and the earth, oh God, and we praise your name. We adore you tonight. We love you tonight. We honor you tonight. Lord, we bow down before you tonight in humble submission tonight, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, and we ask it all. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you hide us behind your cross tonight. Hallelujah. Keep us under the shadows of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen tonight. Lord, we should let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable, Lord, in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Somebody needs to shout glory tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name tonight. We praise your name. We praise your name. Glory. Hallelujah. So, oh, God, it's okay to shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyhow, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise your name tonight. Amen. We praise him, we praise him, we praise him. Hallelujah, because the more we praise him, the better we'll feel. Glory to God. Hallelujah, the more we praise him, the better we'll feel. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you know that he's a rock in a weary land? He's a shelter in the time of the storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm. Amen. We love him tonight and we honor him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Continue to text your friend, your enemy. Glory to God, your neighbor, to let them know. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. Is on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we want to say we thank you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because this is the day I am so grateful. Amen. This day, amen. Is everything 100? No, everything is not 100. Amen. But we praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, yet still for the victory in Jesus. Amen. We're living in a press time to where we have to must press our way. Glory to God. Amen. Press your way. Amen. Glory to God. And somebody sung a song to say, serving the Lord. Amen. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Amen. My mother used to tell me, amen, things I didn't understand, and I'd be like, why? I mean, what? Amen. She let me know, Diane, you'll understand it better, baby, by and by. Amen. So we come to let you know tonight, we don't understand everything. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. By and by, Lord. Amen. When? Amen. The Savior come. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just excited. I'm grateful today. Praise God. Because the Lord, amen, is so grateful. Amen. He's merciful. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're not going to hold you any longer. Glory to God. Amen. We want you to know tonight. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. For the word. Amen. Tonight. Amen. His word. Time. Glory to God. And we thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. The word is what keeps us. The word is what strengthens us. The word. Amen. We're going to need the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't live without it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. To let you know. Praise God. To introduce. Amen. Amen. The speaker. Amen. For the hour. Amen. And hallelujah. Amen. And that is Evangelist Linda Murray. Amen. From Rosedale Church of the Living God. Hallelujah. Amen. All the way. All the way. Chattahoochee, Florida. Amen. And we want to present to you and introduce to others none other than the speaker of the hour, Evangelist Linda Murray. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Linda Murray. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Evangelist Bonds. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God for that fervent prayer tonight. Okay. I give honor to the Spirit of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to the visionary, Evangelist Bradley, and all the PNN advisors, and to all of my sisters and brothers all around the country who may listen on this line, to all the prayer warriors, and to each and everyone who take time to come out to listen on the line or by Facebook or however you may listen. I give honor to you. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Diane Bates, Pastor Rosedale Firstborn Church right here in Chattahoochee, Florida. I praise God and thank God for my pastor and for all leaders all over the world. My scriptures tonight will be coming from Psalm 107:6 and also St. John, the 14th chapter, I think the first through the fourth verse. This is a very familiar scripture. Cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. I've read to you John, the 14th chapter, verse through the 4th verse, King James Version, the word of the Lord is already blessed. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Y'all will pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace and mercy at this hour right now, asking, Lord God, that you will allow Linda to decrease and you increase, Lord God, that you will just give me a word for your people, Lord God, that you will take all the glory, and I will spill your glory, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you do it, Lord God. You do it tonight, Lord God. You do with me whatever you will have me to do, Lord God. And I ask all these blessings in our son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Here in the scripture, the title of my message is No Need to Be Troubled. We're living in a time right now that there's a lot of troubles going on seemingly, and people are very troubled about different things, troubles, you know, difficulties on problems. Trouble means to worry, to spread anxiety. Here in the scripture, Jesus was ministering to the disciples concerning his crucifixion, letting them know he was fixing to leave them, but there was no need in their heart to let them know in their hearts that they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry. He may not always be physically with them. That's what he was trying to let them know. He may not always be physically with them on earth. He cannot. There's a time of his departure, but I'll always be here for you. So you don't have to be troubled. You don't have to worry about nothing. And he was letting them know, behold, I'm going away and I'm going to prepare a place for you that when it's your time to come to leave this world, I'm going to prepare for you personally, each and every one of you, that you, my children, that love me and keep my commandments will be able to come there with me one day. Sometimes in this life journey, we have a tendency to worry most of the things that we find ourselves worrying about are things beyond our control. We've got to give it to Jesus. We can't sit and worry about things that we have no control over. Jesus has all power. He has all control. He has all power in his hands. And Jesus let us know that trouble times are surely going to come. We don't have to let it worry us. He's telling us they don't have to let us worry our little hearts. He got it all in his hands. Lose our faith. Remember Job. Now, we often speak about Job and all of the trials that he went through. There's not been a man or woman born that went through hard troubles sometimes, as Job. nobody but Jesus. The situation, nobody, but I don't think there's nobody that I can compare to the suffering of Job and the suffering of Jesus. But they didn't let those troublesome times kill their faith. What brought them through the troublesome times is that those situations is that they kept their faith and they didn't lose their faith. And that's what we got to do, people of God. We just got to not trouble get us down. We got to continue to hold our head up high and know that Jesus, in these troublesome times, that he hasn't went anywhere. He's still on the throne, and he's not going to let us down. Both Jesus and Job, I'm sure both had to cry a lot of tears. They had to cry a lot of tears. And there's nothing wrong with crying. You know, there's a song that says that my Savior had to cry. You know, what about me? So there's nothing wrong with crying sometimes. Many of the troubles we go through, we have been through. We think back and ask ourselves still. And we still wonder sometimes how we still have our sanity. People have taken their lives. They've taken guns and blown their brains out, and they're taking their lives in one form or another over less stressful going through in life. And we know that God, for us, that's what has kept us from going, doing the same thing. Although he was there for them too, but what happened is that they let the enemy overpower their minds and take hold of their minds and cause them to lose focus. Jesus. You know, heartbreaks, but they will mend. Trials come, but they won't last. The scripture declares that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Not just a few, not just one or two. He delivered them out of them all. While you're in that trouble, or while you're in that troublesome state, you've got to see yourself weathering that storm. When you get on the other side of through, you can surely say, my soul looks back and rejoice at how I made it over. Blessings of the Lord that addeth are rich and maketh no sorrow. That is how I made it over. Over in the Revelation, John looked and he saw a number of 144,000. Then he looked again and he saw a number that no man could even number. And that was a holy number. And he looked and he said, those are those who came up through hard trials and tribulations. Those are the ones who came up through some troublesome times, but the ones who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, you got to realize when you're going through hard times that it's earning you your crown, it's earning you your robe. So you got to realize that when you're going through these troublesome times that God is still there. He's there. He's going to deliver you. I'm sorry for anybody who thinks you're going to always have it on easy street. You're going to always have it on flower beds of ease. You're going to always look out the door and the sun's going to be shining. Because John said these are days who come up through hard trials and tribulations. These are days These are they who came up through some hard situations. These are they when you had to sometimes walk the floor in the midnight hour, pillow wet with tears, one situation seemingly after another one. Before you can get through one trial or one test, seemed like another one was coming. But you just had to hang on in there. These are the days, these are they that prayed and pressed their way on through. Yes, and sometimes when trouble comes, it seems like a long, it lasts a long, and sometimes a very long time. But you just hang on, keep on going, hang on in there. Keep on holding on to the word of God. Keep the word of God in your heart. You keep the word of God in your heart. You can be very sure that your health is on the way when you keep the word of God in your heart. The scripture, it says that we suffer with him, we'll be able to reign with him. God is still on the throne, no matter how troublesome it is. He's working it out. He's working on our behalf. He's loving on us. He cares for us like no other, like no other. He's still there. He's still on the throne. He hasn't went anywhere. God is just still, he's still on the throne. We just got to say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Don't let a little trouble get us down. Just go ahead and hold your head up high, because God is still on the throne. He's not going to let us down. He won't let you fall. Just keep leaning on him. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah, I was looking at the door today. I stepped out on the porch, and I just began to talk to God, and I had been discussing some issues with some of my nieces. They said that they was afraid to send the children to school and stuff, and I was trying to encourage them to just put on the mask and anoint him, and you just got to trust God. You know, you got can't be what it looked like, what it is. You're looking at the news media. People are living in fear, and you're not trusting the word of God. You're getting too into this, the media, what the news is saying, and you're losing focus on what God's word is saying. And I begin to step out on the porch, and I just looked up in the sky and just began to talk to God, and God reminded me of what he asked Jeremiah. Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for God? And he asked Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? And he asked me the same question, Linda, is there anything too hard for God? And I told him, I said, Lord, no, I don't believe that there is anything too hard for you. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep holding on. I'm going to keep holding on. Yet, he's still blessing. And I began to talk to him, Lord. I said, Lord, look around and see how beautiful the world still is. I said, Lord, even in the midst of all that's going on in this world, all the troubles that seem to be going on, the gun violence and all of this that's still going on. I said, Lord, you're still blessing. You're still so merciful. Lord God, I thank you that you're yet blessing. You're still yet blessing. We're such a blessed people. We don't realize how blessed we are. Do we really realize how blessed we are? Do we really realize how blessed we are? And we're just going to have to just go to just seeking God like never before. We just going to have to start seeking him like never before and just honoring him like never before and just cry out for mercy. Cry out for mercy. He's still a God of mercy. He's still a God of compassion. He never lost his mercy. His mercy endures forever. He don't go back on his word. He don't change. He is still a God of mercy. And we just got to continue to cry out to God. We got to go back to what the Bible said do. We just got to cry out to God and seek his face like never before for this thing to turn around. For this thing to turn around, it'll go right back to the pit from which it come. It'll clear up and dry up like nothing ever happened. But we got to seek his face. 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 We just got to seek him. We got to seek him. We just got to take the time out and seek him. We got to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of old. And I glorify him that trouble. He said that we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be troubled in our minds. We don't have to be troubled in our hearts. We don't have to be troubled about our children. We don't have to be troubled in our homes. We don't have to be troubled. He tells us we don't have to be troubled because the peace of God that passes all sinning will keep our minds and hearts in perfect peace. And I thank God. I thank God. He's saying he has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and a love and a sound mind. And I praise God. I praise God for the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I thinking that troubles may come, trials may come, but they won't last. They come to only pass. And I thank him, Lord God. I thank Jesus for going away to prepare that place where we can all go and rest with him one day. I thank him, Lord God. I thank him, Lord God. Thank him for coming into this troubled world and to walk with us for 33 years, walk this earth for 33 years and die for us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did because he loves us just that much. He loves us just that much. And we don't have to walk around and be troubled. We don't have to walk around and be troubled. And we don't have to walk around and be fearful. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank him right now. I thank him right now. I praise and glorify him right now for all that he's done, for all that he's done, and that we don't have to be troubled, but we don't have to be troubled no more. Well, we ain't never had to be troubled, but we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to walk around and be troubled. We don't have to walk around and be troubled. We don't have to walk around and be stressed and anxiety and worry. Because Jesus got it. He got it all in the palm of his hand. He got it all in the palm of his hand. And I thank him. I thank him right now. I thank him. I bless his holy name. I thank him and I bless his holy name. I've given you all that he's given me tonight. I praise God for tonight. Had a real bad sinus headache, but I thank God for what he's done. I thank him. I praise him. I thank him. I thank him. And I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Response right now.
Amen. God bless your evangelist, Murray. Praise God.
Yeah.
We praise God tonight for your word, amen, that you have given us, praise God, amen, before you and me, praise God. We want to pray for you, praise God, amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for the word that you have given us on tonight, oh God. Even yet, praise God, not feeling the best, but God, she pressed away, praise God. Lord, and she gave what thus says the Lord. Lord, and we ask you tonight, hallelujah, God, to touch her right now. Glory to God to put it back in her, what she has given out to her, to us tonight, Lord. And we ask you tonight to heal her body, God. Take away the sinus, the pressure. Glory to God, the congestion, whatever the headache, whatever tonight, praise God. We ask you tonight, God, to touch her right now. Help her, God, to feel better. Praise God. Give us a night rest on tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for bless her, God. Bless her children. Bless her home tonight. Bless her, God, in many, many ways. Lord, and we thank you for her tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, woman of God. Amen for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Press your way, praise God. Hallelujah. Not feeling the best, but we thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. That shows, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. I got Jesus on my mind. Glory to God. If I do his business, he'll do mine. He will take care of me. But thank God tonight for the word, amen, that you have given us tonight, amen, a true, awesome word tonight, amen, to bless us, say, amen, that so many is troubled, amen, but she let us know no need, amen, to be troubled, amen, on tonight, amen, that we serve, amen, a God, amen, glory to God, amen, and I ask the question, amen, is there anything too hard for God, glory to God, amen, and the answer is no. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And we just have to hold on, praise God. And she said, trust God. Hallelujah. Amen. To let us know, praise God. Amen. In other words, she said, let the enemy. Amen. Amen. We want people to do so many things, praise God. Amen. I think me and somebody else were talking about the same thing on today, praise God. Amen. How the enemy, praise God, amen, can take control, amen, of people's minds as they do things that sometimes, amen, they're not even aware of, amen. Amen, glory to God. We were talking to one man, praise God, amen, we were talking to him, but he was talking to a nurse on yesterday, praise God, amen, and his words was, praise God, amen, glory to God, I'm not conscious, amen, of my mind, amen, amen, and he was saying, amen, that only thing left in his vocabulary, amen, is nothing but cuss words. Amen. He said, that's all that's in my vocabulary. So he told the nurse, amen, forgive me. Amen. But that's all I know. Amen. Because I'm standing back in line, and I'm like, wow, what a thing to say. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That the enemy takes over the mind. Amen. So much killing. So much shooting. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. People have used guns now, amen, just like it's an alien or something, praise God. Amen. Just like, amen, it's no, in life today, praise God, don't mean nothing to nobody, amen. As the evangelist was saying, praise God, the enemy takes over the mind. Glory to God, amen. But hold on, amen, hold on, amen. Keep the word, praise God, amen, in our heart, amen. For the word said, amen, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, praise God, amen, glory to God. So keep the word, amen, in your heart, amen. If I have to tell my children, if you don't know what to do, praise God, amen, and you're not thinking right, amen, pray. Go somewhere and pray. Get in the corner somewhere and pray and seek the face of God, amen, before you try to do something to make that wrong decision, amen, that you're going to regret or say that you're going to regret, amen. Go pray. Go pray, praise God, amen. Glory to God, amen. But mother, let us know, amen. Evangelist Murray, let us know, amen. He's working it out. He is working it out. While we're trying to figure it out, he is working it out. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for the word, amen. No, there is nothing too hard for the Lord tonight. And we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for the word, praise God, amen. And we're going to, amen, come back to you, praise God, and give you a number, amen, to where you can get a copy. Praise God, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight, amen, glory to God, let this word soak in, let it soak in, amen, glory to God, amen, let it soak in, amen, glory to God, amen, because you know what, amen, the enemy is not after our cause, amen, he's not after, amen, our material things, amen, but his thing is, if he can get our mind, if he can get our mind to operate the way that he wants them to operate. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he knows. Then he got us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To where we feel like we can't go no more. We can't do nothing no more. We just go cry our eyes out. We just go get up under the bed somewhere. Amen. And just stay there. Amen. Just amen. And just go be pitiful. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And just give up. That's what he wants us to do. Glory to God, but we cannot look at our situation. If we look at it long enough, it'll look devastating. Glory to God, but when I look to Jesus, amen, but where my help comes from, glory to God, amen, I feel like, amen, glory to God, amen, an extra push, amen, to say, amen, hold on, you can make it, glory to God, hold on, amen, I'm coming, amen, glory to God, amen, somebody said, amen, amen, don't fear, because Jesus is here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 When it looks devastating, don't look at the problem. Amen. But look at the big God that we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And that's why so many, amen, amen, decide. amen, they'd rather go another way. Amen, I'd rather drink it away. I'd rather, amen, kill myself. I'd rather just kill my children. Amen, just go to the deep end of it. Amen, jump off a cliff, my God. Amen, I praise the Lord, amen. Glory to God, amen, that I can, all I can get, and get all you can. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God. They let us know our mind is a term of language. Glory to God, amen, but you got professors and doctors, and amen, glory to God. You'd be surprised, amen, of them that's homeless, amen, that's on the street corner, ask them, amen, glory to God, about their history. Amen, they'll tell you, I used to be a professor. I used to be, praise God, amen, working in a hospital. I used to be an X-ray technician. Amen. I used to be, amen, a sub-teacher. My God, glory to God. Amen. But there is hope. There is nothing too hard for God. Amen. Evangelist Murray, great word. Amen. I was truly blessed. Praise God. Amen. And we know the others was blessed. Amen. On tonight. Amen, woman of God. Amen. Do you feel like, praise God, amen, and sending, amen, a call for salvation? A call for any soul that needs
yes, I will. I will.
Amen. Yes. Amen. God bless you.
See anybody out there tonight? See anybody out there tonight would like unsaved, would like salvation, would like to come to the Lord tonight? There is anybody, just press star 6 and come on over to the broadcast side. Nobody wants prayer for salvation. Is there anybody out there who wants prayer for anyone sick, or you want to stand in the gap for anybody that's sick or going through? Anybody, just press star 6 and come on over if you want prayer for any situation.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I thank God for the message on tonight. It was really true for my soul. And I'm just a fan. And I'm asking prayer for my husband and his siblings who lost their father. And we're getting ready to lay him to rest on tomorrow. So I'm asking for prayer for strength for them. And for myself also.
Okay. You're welcome. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Star 6 coming over to the broadcast side.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Maria, may I ask you to remember my niece, Kyla. Amen. Who's in a hospital with pneumonia?
Okay, Kyla.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else tonight? Star 6, come on over.
Praise the Lord, there's no one else on the platform right now, woman of God. Doesn't look like there's anyone else on the platform.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Caller, you got to pick your phone off of mute. I think we see one on there. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform. You can take your phone off of mute, and we'll be able to hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Now we're here. You got
praise the Lord.
Yes, I would like to ask prayer for all those that's going through with COVID and for our school kids.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else tonight like to request prayer? All that being all, we're going to go before God in his throne of grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you tonight, Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God. For, Lord God, we know that you are God. And besides thee, that there is no other, Lord God, that we can call on, Lord God, that can do these things but you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we call on you right now, Lord God, for we know that you are God of mercy, Lord God, that you are God of healing, Lord God. Lord God, we call on you right now, Lord God, asking that you will heal Kayla, Lord God. You heal Kayla of that pneumonia, Lord God. You touch her right now, Lord God. You touch her, Lord God. You go there to that hospital, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you send your word, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for Kayla right now. We looked up before you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you would just touch her, Lord God, with your nails, God, hands, Lord God. Do it right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, pray I can reach where we can reach, Lord God. Pray I can go where we can't go, Lord God. We know we can't visit the hospitals right now, Lord God, but you can. You're moving the hospital room right now upon Kayla, Lord God, and heal her body right now, Lord God. Oh, you drive that those lungs, Lord God. You clear up those lungs. You clear up that fluid in those lungs right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we come to you asking you, oh, Lord God, to heal all the children, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask you to heal all those children that are sick, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that are sick with COVID, can heal everybody that's sick with COVID, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you send a healing across this land, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you send a healing, Lord God, with this plague, Lord, that has gone out across this land. And we ask you that cause the people to seek you, Lord God. Like your word says, that the land will be healed when they go to seeking you, Lord God, like they should, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask that you cover the children, Lord God. You cover the children, Lord God, in your shed blood, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you send special heavenly hosts of angels around them, Lord God. Oh, every day, Lord God, you surround them, Lord God. All night and all day, Lord God, you cover the children, Lord God. Oh, as they go into the schoolhouse, Lord God, you cover them, Lord God. Everywhere their feet should tread, Lord God, you cover them, Lord God. Oh, God, you do it for your glory, Lord God. And we ask your blessings upon Sister Fan and her family, Lord God. We ask your blessing, Lord God, as they funeralize her father-in-law tomorrow, Lord God. You be with the family, Lord God. You comfort the family, Lord God. If only you can do it, Lord God. You comfort them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the hour of sorrow, Lord God, you continue to comfort them, Lord God. You continue to bring them comfort, Lord God. Oh, God, you do it, Lord God. Oh, God, bless this, Lord God, upon the family, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you just continue to move across this land, Lord God. Continue to move across this land, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we say you sent your word and you will heal them. And, Lord God, you decree and you declare that your word one will return into your voice. You say your word will accomplish that in which it was sent out to do, Lord God. But we send out your word, Lord God. We send out your word of healing, Lord God. All over the land, Lord God. All over the land, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to keep us from all the hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. All our families, Lord God, each family connected on these lines, Lord God, however they're connected all over the world, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, danger seen and danger unseen, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you continue to dispatch your angels around them, Lord God, around each and every one of us, Lord God. And we, Lord God, we ask that you help us just to continue to walk in the Spirit, Lord God, to walk in your Spirit, Lord God, and give no place to the enemy, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank that, Lord God, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord God. You say, Lord God, all that we ask according to your will, Lord God, that you will do it, Lord God. And, Lord God, we're leaving you right now because we know that all sickness and evil is of the devil, Lord God, and diseases is from the devil, Lord God.
of Satan. We rebuke all sickness and diseases right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We rebuke their sickness right now, Lord God, all over this world, Lord God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you're still in the throne. You're still working miracles on our behalf. You're still loving us, Lord God, and you're still taking care of us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your outstretched hand of mercy, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that you daily continue to load us with benefits, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we're going to praise you anyhow, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We say hallelujah. We say glory. We say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that's done, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, continue to bless P&E, Lord God. Continue to let it go forward, Lord God. Continue to take us higher, Lord God. Oh, in your son Jesus' name, we ask all these blessings, Lord God. Continue to bless the visionary, Lord God. Continue to bless all the advisors, Lord God. Continue to do it, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being such a merciful God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies endure forever to all generations, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask all these blessings tonight in your son Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Lord God. Blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Murray. Amen. We're just going to keep the praises going up. Thanking you, Lord. Giving the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to open our eyes. Amen. Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And open your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Again, thanking God for the, amen, co-host tonight. Thanking him for the speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and see what the Lord has for you. Amen. Glory to God. We bless God for all that has been said, all that is done. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God that because of this word, amen, there shall be an harvest. Amen. Coming up in your life, glory to God, just as the word has been declared. Amen. Look for a harvest. Amen. We thank God for you again tonight. God bless you. Amen. Again, do tell someone else about the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Don't forget, you can get a copy. Amen. You can text us. We'll send the copy directly to your phone. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And the second number is via WhatsApp, in particular for our international listeners, and that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget, you can also go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Facebook page, and also our ReArt Prayer Group 52 Facebook page. Amen. And listen to the broadcast. You can actually listen to the broadcast or any of our broadcasts that are out there. If you don't have Facebook, amen, no worries. You can certainly Google Prayer News Network, amen. And once you Google it, you also will have access to our previously recorded broadcast. those who prefer to listen via podcast, amen, you can certainly find the podcast, amen, link out on the web as well. But we give God thanks again. We give God praise, amen, again. We want to say happy Mother's Day, amen, to all of the mothers. Amen, Jesus, again, as we said earlier, let's just make it a whole month. Amen. How about that? Let's just make it a whole month. Amen. But we thank God for you. Amen. Just want to encourage you to be careful even as you're out and about preparing for Sunday, or those that worship on Saturday, preparing on Saturday. Just be careful. Amen. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. And again, please, ma'am, please, sir, tell someone about the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, people of God, and we do look forward to seeing you on the next time. Amen. Blessings to each and every one of you, and that does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.